Get ready for Flow Soca on the Hill. Welcome to Paradise, the world's greatest soca party on the 21st of July, 12 noon, Farley Hill National Park, St. Peter, Barbados. Buy your event tickets now for a chance to win $500 premium all-inclusive experience tickets, $250, general admission $80. Tickets available at www.ticketlinks.com and Flow, Dome Mall, Sheraton Sky Mall and Swan Street. Log on to www.socaonthehill.com for the full list of box offices. We've got the superstars. We've got Edwin. We've got Lil Rick, Marsville, Just D, Tedison, John, Nadia, Batson, Farmer, Nappy, Skinny, Fabulous, Patrice Roberts, and much more to come. Well, earlier this afternoon, you would have heard a piece of, well, you would have heard the entire song. Let's just jog your memory. The young ladies are in studio. We've got Shantae Allen Clark. And we've got Trinity Clark. I'm Ronnie Clark, and we've got Kevin Clark. Just for today, he's Kevin Clark. But there is a Kevin Clark that sings from the Orleans, by the way.
It's hurting. Everybody, I say that it's hurting. Violence. It crippling the society, man. It crippling violence. Brute force at a mem to kill or drive you insane. Roughness is a mess, heartless and inhuman, destructive and barbaric. But tonight I say we can stop it. Violence, violence.
Stop the violence, indeed. Very powerful song since it debuted a couple of days ago here on Fireworks on VOB 92.9 FM. We had juniors in the first hour. In the second hour, we have more juniors. We have Shantae Allen Clark and we have Trinity Clark. Welcome to VOB 92.9 FM. Happy crop over to both of you. Ladies?
Thank you.
Happy crop over. I mean, Kevin, if you didn't know, you'd think they were like twins, if not identical twins, but they are sat the same way, they are responding the same way.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, you both have a part in this song in terms of its writing, along with Corinne Clark, that Barbados knows. And in the competition, well, both of you won't be in the competition singing the same song, but Shantae Allen Clark, representing the Combermere School. Up and on, bom, bom. Up and... Yeah, okay. Can't do that. Then people will tell me that I'm hogging the show for the Waterford University. Shout out all my people out there around the world. Now, you are in the 11 to 14 category. We had Danica here a little earlier today. You're following her in the competition. And your semi-final is on Saturday.
Yes, please.
Are you ready for your semi-final?
Totally right.
Now, you are a winner because you've had a number of years of experience in Teen Talent.
3 years.
3 years. Tell us about your success in Teen Talent.
First year, I was no learning, and that was not as successful. Second year, I came second in 6 to 12, made it to finals, but I didn't place. And third year, I won the 6 and 12, also made it to finals, but I also didn't place.
You mean in the senior category?
Yes.
The older category. And how many years have you been in Junior Monarch?
This is my first year.
First year! And you're in the semi-finals. What's the difference between Scotiabank Junior Monarch and the Richest Out Teen Talent Contest?
One difference is the band. The band makes you perform more and gives you more energy. And also makes you want to just give the people what they want.
Now, this song, very timely, Stop the Violence. How did three of you come together to make one song?
This song was created under 30 minutes, the chorus. And then the verses just came along after that.
Nice.
And going into studio, how did that feel, actually recording a song? As opposed to you perform songs live, this time you have a song which is going to be sent around the world.
It feels good because I want my message to get out there at this point, because this really needs to stop.
And it's important for us to listen to the message coming from younger people as opposed to the people who are 300 years old like we are. I'm saying the same thing for 299 of them. It's important for you to be saying it. You think so?
Yes, because in the Bible it said a little child shall lead them. Yeah, and man. I believe that.
Yeah, man.
Who are your influences musically?
Red Plastic Bag, Edwin Yearwood, Rihanna, Adrian Clarke, and Aziza.
And this competition on Saturday, it's going to be very keenly contested. Everybody wants to get to the final. Have you had a rehearsal yet?
Yes, please.
Are you satisfied with your rehearsal?
Yes, please.
Do you have an idea as to what you'll be doing every step of the way in the song? What you want your hand to be doing, feet to be doing, head to be doing, on which word, at what time?
Yes, please.
You're that precise and exact in your delivery?
Yes, please.
Wow. So, Trinity, you're part of the writing team in the song. Tell us about this song coming together and supporting Shantae, because you would have been competitors at some point, and now you're actually working together. Tell us.
Well, working with Shantae is actually very good for me, because I'm not the type of person to be interested in Calypso and all that. So then now when I started to help my mom and then help Shantae write the song and how the song is supposed to go, then I said, that is really good, because the way Shantae performs and delivers every single song that she has performed other than this song is very impressive.
When you went to the studio, I think it's Lowry Worrell who's been taking care of the musical accompaniment, which is brilliant, excellent, great musician. I mean, Kevin, we have a world-class musician working with these youngsters here.
And Lowry's a person that the way the audience might know, but he made a lot of songs popular. There's this thing that most bands do now, playing live flat six, flat seven, Laurie with Reloose and Mikey, for Mikey's arena for Party Monarch that year in finals. That was Laurie, and he's brilliant, man. Like, I ain't got enough time.
When the two of you heard this song in its finished state, making it on radio, what was your first response? Do you still get excited when you hear yourselves on the radio?
Not really.
And you're how old?
11 years old.
You're how old?
Nice boy.
And you're not excited anymore? I mean, you're just accustomed to it now?
Yes, yeah. Really.
What you're saying is that you'd be disappointed if you weren't heard on radio, right?
Not really.
Not really?
Sorta.
And reaching for certain notes, because both of you are extraordinary in terms of your talent for your age and your vocal ability and the experience you have already. Making sure that you get that note and you stay where you're supposed to be. You have a very demanding trainer and manager. How hard do you have to work to reach and get those notes every time?
Not hard, because one thing she says is that my mom is that kind of coach, right? That anytime you come into her presence, she wants you to be comfortable. So like, if you have to like reach a certain note and you're not too sure about it, my mother's just gonna pull it out of you.
For me, every end of practice, I just feel like I'm exhausted. Everything's being pulled out of me. And when
that's
you're
good.
In the presence
that's good. Hard
of
work.
Miss Clark,
that's good.
You have to work hard.
Yes.
It's true.
That we're talking about.
You mentioned practice, and we have a vocal trainer here. How often do you practice?
At home every day, but in the week with Miss Clark, 2 weeks. I mean, 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Vacation coming up. Will that increase the amount of training that you do?
Yes, please.
And are there other goals that you have after Scotiabank Junior Monarch?
I am looking to put more songs out there on the radio and increase my popularity.
But the first thing you want to do is make the finals. in this competition.
Yes, please.
Will you be disappointed if you don't make it?
As long as my message gets out there, it doesn't really matter.
Okay, but wanted to put that message out there at the final stage is something that everybody wants. So I want to say to you, Shantae, to you, Trinity, special thanks for coming out this afternoon in the competition. I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Going to be very challenging, but you have the experience and the ability to pull through and make it to the finals. Thanks for coming out, VOB 92.9 FM. We heard from Shantae. Let's hear from Trinity.
To rise. bishops raping children, and nobody do a damn thing about them. Our standards that dropping when the president is chosen, and racism and division rise again. My son, my son.
The General Edwin Yearwood, song called Conversation, beautifully written, powerful arrangement, all told an excellent work from Edwin Yearwood. That's a finals song for sure, in my opinion, a finals song. I can't see 16 songs keeping that out of the Pickety Crop finals. I just can't.
Well,
that's how I feel.
Well, I couldn't see 34 songs better than Groundation.
You're telling me.
But apparently they have 34 songs better than Groundation.
And Fessa.
Yeah, and Fessa.
A statement.
Living for now, so yeah.
Anything can happen. This is Fireworks. Whether you believe it or not, this is the young man. The young people are checking when they step into the fair.
Entourage. Since Player Derby.
He says 40. See, see, Mackie Tone again.
on song. I met Tori Walko, no Maki Tony.
Everybody talk about.
Reverse the thing, I let you park out. Oh yeah, the M, I let me start out. Anybody that feel that I don't, the percent,
the
cosine,
the sum,
in the logic part me come from. So bubble that the bubble don't need the bubble gums. Maki, 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 we got your name Maki, 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 we got your name Maki, Maki, Maki. So bubble that the bubble don't need the bubble gums. Maki, 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 we got your name Maki, 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 we got your name Maki, Maki, Maki. So bubble that you bubble don't need any bubble gums. Bigger every girl, every bar archie. Bigger every pusher, every supermarket. Bigger all the fans that make me start it. Bigger every knee that burn the carpet.
The feet of the joke.
Play skin teeth says.
I know all my real fans.
I'm princess.
Ain't sound told here.
52 weeks says.
The pro sheep.
It's sheep says. Maki, Maki, Maki. We got your name Maki, Maki, Maki. We got your name Maki, Maki, Maki. So bubble that you bubble don't need any bubble gums. Maki, Maki, Maki. We got your name Maki, Maki, Maki. We got your name Maki, Maki, Maki. So bubble that you bubble don't need any bubble gums. One song. I met Tori Walko, no Maki Tony.
Everybody talk about.
Reverse the thing, I let you park out. Oh yeah, the M, I let me start out. Anybody that feel that I dumb, the percent,
the
cosine,
the sum,
in the larger part me come from. So bubble that you bubble don't need any bubble gums. Maki, Maki, Maki. We got your name Maki, Maki, Maki. We got your name Maki, Maki, Maki. So bubble that you bubble don't need any bubble gums. Maki, Maki, Maki. We got your name Maki, Maki, Maki. We got your name Maki, Maki, Maki. So bubble that you bubble don't need any bubble gums.
20 minutes to 5 o'clock. Barely 2 minutes long, Kev. And that song is just action when it plays in those same young parties that we speak about.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And a lot of people will see it as fun at first, but a lot of people also know the story. Obviously, coming from in the large, you know, area with government houses, you know, low income housing, there's a lot of people. So those people be really, really glad to see a person like him, man.
Backing one of their own.
Yeah, and plus his story too is very unlikely. People like him don't, especially in Barbados, for some whatever reason, don't really get a chance to shine. So it's phenomenal, you know what I mean? And when you know the story, when the people know, hear the story in its fullness, then we'll see why I say it's phenomenal.
Was it a good thing or a bad thing that he didn't make the Bashment Soca final?
It wasn't a bad thing. It was a good thing that he tried. You know, it was a good thing that he tried. A good thing that he sees himself as, you know, a person that probably would have been at a disadvantage all of his life for obvious reasons.
And a big shout to Scenes for being a part of it too.
Yeah, because Scenes saw the bigger picture. You know, Scenes saw that this is a young man who clearly trying. People seeing it as a joke, but there's a young man who really dreamed that I would love to be this, but I can't ever be this because, you know, I'm not like the rest of y'all.
Given the quick turnover of stars and hits in that young scene, what are you saying is the likelihood of more hits from Makita? And for how long?
Depends on what the very categories what is a hit. Because you know the world that he's focus on and the world that he lives in is extremely different from our world. Well, we in our world too, but we're not as heavily invested as he and his followers are. So as long as he want to keep that, he could keep that attention as long as he want to keep it, or as long as his social mediums remain popular. Because, you know, every couple of years something else has come out and then someone else pops off from that thing. So, you know, I want him, it was YouTube, and then it was Facebook, then it was IG, Snapchat, you know, Twitter. So who knows what else can come, but he could keep that flame, or he could use this flame for something else, because he could use where he went to school, you know, people that he would have known he went to school with, people that he would have known who went to similar schools or homeschool or have similar situations. He could now use that to help those people as well, you know, a bigger picture.
So you see what's happening as a good thing?
Yeah, of course. As a great thing, Ronnie, it can be. it can be. Like, we have hundreds of people like him and none it get a chance to really show itself and for their voice to be heard, you know. I'm sure he feels good when he sees himself or hear himself on the radio and then he gets that attention. Like, imagine how he feel.
Fireworks 2019 with the kind compliments of West India Waterproofing, Rotoplastics, Barbados Limited, COSCAP, where music has a value, and of course, Sun Brand Product. 266-IVOB, the WhatsApp, 4341790, the number to call. This is Fireworks. And the fire is definitely hot for Crop Over 2019. You need to get to the Calypso tents. And let me tell you for a fact. A song on Facebook, getting hits on top of hits from an early part of the season. You'll be surprised to discover what you hear when you get to that same tent and see that same person singing brand new lyrics at various points in a song, swapping verses, dropping new names inside the song. And if you turn up and you're recognized, you're going in the song the same way. Kev, I got this one. It says, I could not believe my eyes. I went to an establishment to get something to eat, and I saw everyone. It says everyone trying to get a picture with this guy. I looked and saw this guy in a T-shirt that said Massey. It was Mackie Tone. Mm-hmm. You see, this generation of youngsters now is different, man. We got our own stars. We got our own celebrities. But then there are people that will want to say, well, technically, a person has no right being a star because they don't have this which this star has. They don't have this which that star has. We believe they don't have this which this star has. And that's how they judge it. That's how they judge it.
Yeah. Most people don't know either, so I don't kill people for not knowing. Most people think they know what makes a star because of what we are accustomed to. But the world, this is like, and I'm not exaggerating, this is like 20 years the world gone away from the traditional meaning of what a star is or how a star is made or what a star is supposed to do. There's like 20 years that the world gone from that, and there's no exaggeration by the way people's. From time I joined the police band in 1999, it was a little before, like in 98, 97, Ronnie, like when I now left in school, like 16, mm-hmm. I realized the world was changing already. From time computers, from time MSN came in the picture.
Alta Vista search engine was the big one, boy.
You understand?
When you had Alta Vista, you're like, wow.
That was a different thing.
And when you download a picture, it took like 45 minutes to download. Yeah. What about dial-up and that noise that it used to make?
But if
someone made a phone call.
I mean, you think about dial-up was still real different than we're accustomed to.
Of course.
You can know, like, you here, you can now talk to your cousin in England.
Crazy.
The same time.
Captain Jack. Yeah. Or was it Magic Jack? Captain Jack is a rum.
Magic Jack. Or
Captain Morgan. I can't remember.
Right, Magic Jack.
Captain
you're right.
Jack was in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Get my drinks and my movies and my phone applications mixed up. Boy, I need something to drink.
Magic Jack, you little thing that know where you plug in. Where you got unlimited minutes and you call your auntie in America. Like, so that's when it started to change, Ronnie. Right. Then YouTube came about.
It's true.
And then the Vines came about when people were making
7 second maximum, yeah.
And you have to do a whole, you have to be funny or entertaining in 7 seconds.
To capture imagination.
Fast food world. You're going to drive through and get a hamburger and a drink at the same time. You're going home and cooking.
Those things of saying, I have to be home by a certain time so I can watch a picture.
You understand.
Finished. They're done. Those days are done.
Just focus on what you just said.
It is true.
And how important that was to us at one time. And
at
then
6
that was
at 6 o'clock in the evening for sure.
Yes.
Bus stands, ram. Ladies predominantly have to get home. They've got a lot of fellas that used to watch Days of Our Lives too. Don't fool yourself.
Yeah, for sure.
Daryl, I see you. Daryl, I see you. You're watching it even now. Or is it Young and the Restless? I can't remember.
imagine now that has changed. And there's like 20 years now that changed. You could go and watch it later. You don't go to a restaurant to watch it anymore.
And you can watch it on your phone.
Right. So, and there's a world. So what we think a star is that long, long gone. What we know media to be, that is long gone. Of course, what we are doing has its place, but there's no this other world outside of what we do who also have thousands. If you go on enough Mackie Tone page, Mackie Tone Live, Ronnie. Mackie Tone's Live.
Man's washing a car and he's got 400 people watching him wash a
good.
Car.
Good, you hear that, 400 people. And then when he go live and
you
speak.
You missed the spot.
Yeah, then he go live and speak. like 1,500, 1,600 people at the same time. Imagine you could imagine Ronnie Clark washing a car and 400 people watching you just washing your car. Sorry, not your car, that, someone's car.
That old beat-up car that I drive.
That you, like, you just imagine that, 400 people.
With the bumper dropping off. I kick the bumper every day to get it in, yeah, but then it drops back out.
How entertaining can you be washing your car and keep 400 people entertained? You think you
can do? I don't know. I can't even keep 400 people entertained on the radio. Yeah. Fireworks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Ronnie.
Yes.
How are you?
Good, thank you. Great to hear you.
I love Sluggy Dan.
Thank you.
I love Sluggy.
Thank you.
Sluggy, my own boy.
Thank you very, very much, man.
I want you to bring on Sluggy. I want to bring Horry.
They won't let me. They won't let me. They won't let
you bring Sluggy Horry.
They won't let me bring Sluggy every day. They won't. They won't.
I want I love Sluggy.
I'm just telling you, this is fireworks. They will not let me. Full stop.
I'm an older person, but I just love Sluggy.
Don't make me cry, man. Don't make me cry, man.
I love you, so Ronnie, you will fall out.
I don't want to fall out with you.
Huh?
I don't want to fall out with you. I'm just telling you.
I love Sluggy bad.
I love him too, you know. Long time. I love Sluggy too.
Thanks,
long
man.
Time. As a brother,
love,
you know.
I love you too, man. I love you, man. Good evening. Good evening, everybody up there. Good evening, man. Good evening. Yeah, thanks for the love. Thanks, man. Thanks.
My son like hair Sluggy, Don. My sister like hair Sluggy.
Yes.
My dad like hair Sluggy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, thanks
a
lot.
I got to call in here, Sluggy. I love Sluggy bad, man.
Man, listen. Thanks a lot for that. For real. Yeah. For real. I do it for the love and solely for the love.
Yeah, you're no fella.
Yes, yeah. I am one of the few, and I say this on air and brag about it. I'm one of the few that honestly do it for the love only, and I have no shame in that because your phone call is all the money I need, the love I need, the inspiration I need. People like you saying that to me makes me know that the
Ronnie
sacrifice you're taking is a good thing.
Ronnie was first, but now he has Sluggy. Oh, well, we're Ronnie and keep Sluggy.
All right.
All right, honey.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. Keep listening, man. Thanks a lot. Every Tuesday and Wednesday.
Good day.
Voice of Barbados 92.9 FM Fireworks. Good afternoon.
Hello. Hi. Good afternoon.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Let me speak to Sluggy first. Let me shout out Sluggy first. and then whoever else after.
Okay.
Cha. Thanks a lot, man, for real.
I would then shout Ronnie Clark after.
Thanks a lot, man, for real. Thanks a lot.
Good. Look, and Sluggy, what that Our Lady or that senior person just says, true and all, there's something magical about your voice and your appearance on the radio that is touching. Honestly, I don't know you. I don't know you if you walk down the road side of Ronnie Clark. I would probably... I don't know Ron Clark neither, but I know the announcer. You understand?
Yes, please.
So I would probably, I don't know you from Ron Clark, but I know you from the announcer.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know the announcer, right? Anyhow, enough of that.
Man, before you go on, thanks a lot. I don't take it for granted,
Mr. Clark,
so thanks.
Mr. Clark, good?
Yes, Mr. Clark as well.
Good. All right.
He good, man. He's alive and well.
Hold on, little problem. Your partner seemed to have, how are you working out, Mr. Clark?
Which problem?
The little problem that the announcer got.
The announcer doesn't have any problem.
Everything good, buddy?
Everything good?
Yes. But you have to tell me exactly what you mean. This is fireworks and we're straight.
No. You got a little problem.
No. I'm serious. Ronnie Clark is here telling you. Ronnie Clark is here telling you if there's something you want clarity on, ask me and I will tell you exactly how I, Ronnie Clark, feel.
My man, I don't want clarity for nothing. Okay.
Okay.
Good.
I see all of what the announcer working with. So
yes.
I got to go.
All okay. Right. Correct.
Anyhow, and to be quick, because I hear somebody somewhere else asking me of all people to come out and voice my opinion from what the announcer working with and detained.
Okay. Well, you have to voice your opinion.
No, I voiced my opinion already because you say you want locking up. Right?
Locking up as in for real locker or not singing the song?
Not real locker. Tank like, locking up.
Banning from singing the song?
No, not at all. So not at all.
I know you don't literally mean lock up, but you want to
know
how you really feel when you say the word lock up, as in you
I
don't
think,
approve.
I think I said lock up or I say you're a madman. I'm not sure I think I said that you're a madman.
I think you said both, actually.
Okay, good. Anyway, I still feel the same way.
He's a madman.
You want locking up in a madman jail. Right. That is the announcer, okay?
But I will say this. I am aware that the announcer has been bringing new verses in the tent every week, and he's been dropping new names in the song.
Yeah.
I am aware that he put Don Valinis in the song.
Uh-huh.
I am aware that he put Charles Herbert in the song.
Yeah.
I am aware that he put David Ellis in the song. And yeah. I am aware that he put Peter Wickham in the song.
That is very true.
And I am aware that he's planning to put a whole heap of other people inside the song as well.
Wesley?
I beg you, don't put Wesley in the song, right?
Well,
I can't
speak for the announcer, yeah. But I'm telling you what I'm aware of.
When you get that mood, anything goes.
Let me get to something serious now and talk crap over, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Now, so far, I visited 3 tents, and I visit 1 tent twice already, okay? And this particular tent, who is the All-Stars, I visit that no more than 4 times each season, all right? But I did my second visit to the All-Stars. I taking the Big Show. I also taken House of Soca last weekend. And House of Soca, honestly, House of Soca live up to it expectation where I was this concern.
Nice.
I think that I get my money worth at House of Soca, and I think that House of Soca gives me what I am looking for as in a Calypso tent.
That's so
I had a problem. I didn't have one single problem with House of Soca. And to be quite honest with you,
mm-hmm.
when I see Keisha Christian perform that song Time,
yeah.
my money was well spent.
Keisha's pure class, buddy. Class, man. Class personified.
World class.
Keisha's great and humble.
And let me tell you something.
Humble, she don't act like it at all.
My little fella, well, he ain't so little no more. My little fella, Ramses.
Sir Owen. Oh, Ramses, okay.
Ramses, man. Yeah. Ramses had the audience eating out the palm of his hands. And I'm so happy for Ramses.
But you know what's interesting? This is the first year he's really getting his momentum in a crop over festival for a social commentary. And it's
Peter
good.
Peter Ram was awesome. Okay? And you can tell the professionalism, you know? You can tell that Peter Ram, you know, when you see Peter Ram, you see that this is an international artist on stage, and he lived up to all expectations.
More than that, he is focused on really giving himself a chance for Piccadilly Cop this year.
I would like to encourage all Calypso-loving people, support the tent, support all the tents, but make a special visit to, if you haven't done it as yet, go to House of Soca. I, on my second lap now, well, sorry, I want to take in all the judgment. All right? I was evenly pleased to see my good old buddy from back in the day, right, grace the stage of All Stars. I think it was Sunday night. Ross Eiley.
Of course.
Right. And Ross Eiley ain't lose nothing. People, Ross Eiley ain't lose anything. Ross Eiley still swinging both the locks, and still singing what he believes in, and he's very, very, very focused. Then again, you see a professional on the stage at All Stars. However, though, something upset me today listening to a show. I think it was just before Brass Tacks, and I want to make a comment about it. There's some people putting on a show. I don't remember the name of the show, but part of the proceeds will go towards struggling now.
Liar.
Mm-hmm. I wisely do not like how it's presented, okay? And I am saying to these people that want to put on a show, but still want to keep the show money, and still asking me, which is John Public, to walk with a little $5 or a little $10 to go towards a man because he's going through a little hardship. I am saying that you should come and tell me that being on the show, you can make available a part of your takings from the show, something tangible towards the show, and you would expect me, if when I come and pay to watch the show, that a part of that would go towards that need.
Because, I understand what you're saying.
Because last year, and I want to give credit where credit is due, man, last year, when Smokey Bird fell ill, Eleanor Rice, Merle Niles, and a group of other people come together and put on something at the Village Gate, Roy Bear Center, right? And every single cent went towards Smokey Bird rehabilitation, okay? That is what I call helping people.
Mm.
Don't tell me you're playing on a show and then tell me what with the extra $5. You insulting my intelligence, buddy. Whoever that person is that putting on that show. And I think that I had to get that off my chest today on Fair Works. Do it the correct way, man.
Yeah, we should do a benefit for him. For real.
I would support it. I would be the first through the gate.
And I think I think any Calypsonian that's available would be making their services available for free.
I go on here.
All right.
Good.
All right. VOB 92.9 FM, Firework. Got a chance to win. Not one, not two, not three, but four. Not one, not two, not three, but four. Four vouchers from Sky Mall. $25. And we got four different winners. Questions coming soon. And don't forget Soca on the Hill. That's what I call a Soca party. The greatest Soca experience on the hill. Make sure you get there. Farley Hill National Park Flow. Soca on the Hill. We have a caller on the line. We say good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon.
Ronnie, good evening to you and your guest.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Because I'm a purist, I would want to ask this question and then make a comment.
Mm-hmm.
I would want to ask, what beat is that of the new Edwin Haywood song? I heard it before the news, and it's a sweet song. I love it. But I want to ask you if it is Calypso, if it is soca, or if it is pooch, or a mixture of everything.
It's a mixture of everything, but it certainly would qualify as a Calypso for the purpose of the competition.
No, not Calypso for you, but not for me.
No. I heard what you said. But I'm saying it would qualify as Calypso for the purpose of this competition.
Right, so what would you say is, sir?
And that got more spooge in it than anything else.
Spooge?
And because I say I'm a purist, It can get in my competition.
Spooge?
All these young people that are saying Calypso want to know what's real Calypso, they should listen to classic Colin Spencer, Keisha Christian. Those people are singing real Calypso.
Well, that's your preference. I understand that. And you see that as traditional
right,
pure Calypso.
Yeah, he mistaken preference. You are saying that.
Listen to me. I used to play Steban on music too. I used to play triple guitar bands in Steban on music too.
Right.
And I'm saying to you, Ronnie, that if you listen to that song, that's more spooge than it might got.
That's not true.
It might got a touch of everything.
That's not
but
spooge.
The biggest touch it got is spooge.
That's not spooge.
And I'm saying if I had anything to do with the competition, it can get in there. Although I must say that is a sweet song. I love it. I really love it. There are other songs that I've been hearing that is not original Calypso that I love. The sweet. But I'm a purist. I like the original thing.
I understand, but I'm telling you this. If he performs that well on Judging Night, he is going to the finals. Got no doubt about that.
Yeah, I agree.
But you can't go every song sung the same way in a competition. Like, how are you going to judge that?
Listen, it used to be like that before.
Every song sung the same way?
Not every song sung the same way, but every song, they're practically the same beat. And that's the Calypso beat. And I'm saying to Ronnie,
Calypso has, Calypso got more than one beat. And it'd be hard for Baden's to understand Calypso because Calypso ain't ours. We don't breathe, eat, sleep it. It ain't come from us. Calypso is a language and it has many other beats. You can got a traditional beat. Then you could got the Shango beat. There's a lot of different beats and rhythms that goes into Calypso. So it's not what you are saying is what you like, not what it is. And that's something
it
that...
It is not
that,
what I like, Skipper. It is not what I like. It is what I... It is what it is.
Well, I would say... Hold on. Let me say this.
Let me say this.
It is different. Definitely different from the three songs that you called.
That's all.
It's definitely different from Colin, Classic, and Keisha, which are... All similar in terms of their feel
Calypso,
and traditional Calypso. Edwin definitely has something different from those three, but he had it since 1995. So,
but Ronnie,
this is what it is.
Listen to me. Don't get terrified. What you're saying, I See It is a sweet song, and I love it. I love the song. It's a real sweet song with some good, strong wording.
That's right.
Lyrics.
And a great arrangement as well.
And but great music's sweet.
Yeah, it is.
Music sweet and I love it.
If he sings well and brilliantly on Judging Night, I would be surprised if he doesn't make.
But if you listen to us, that song can't be spoofed. That's the only thing that got me good. It can't. In order for music to be a particular genre, you must follow certain characteristics. Mm. So like spooge, you have like the dotted crochet followed by the quiver, the dotted crochet gives you that delay. You just hear like.
But he might still be hearing that when he listens to that song. So next time we play that song, we'll listen out for that. I got a question for you. I got four things to give away. I'm going to give you an easy question. What's the name of Edwin Yearwood's song?
Oh Lord, man! I you know, Ronnie, that I don't even.
You are so
good, and you love it. You see how you love it. You know, repeat 10 times that you love this song. I let her Ronnie come and show you, but you don't love this song. You come to Shirley St. Edwin, who's in my opinion one of the greatest ever.
Listen, it's a sweet song.
And what is the sweet song name?
I can't remember the name.
You don't love this song.
I gotta go. Oh, thanks.
That you love your girlfriend, right, Ronnie, but you can't remember your name. I love you, baby, but what's your name?
No. That's loving your woman, but calling another woman's name.
You understand?
And that is deadly. Hello, good afternoon. What's the name of the song, please?
Conversation.
The song is called Conversation. And your name, please?
Gregory Miller.
Have you won this week already, Gregory?
No, this is the first time.
All right, Gregory.
For the year?
Not for the year, for the week. Which parish?
Low Bernese.
Correct.
Shouting out Slaggy Dan to keep up the culture.
Thank you very much, buddy.
Stay on, Roddy, as
a writer, you got my back in that kind of collect, so I like wit and humor.
I appreciate that, my friend.
And you don't only have it because I'm not facing you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Stay on the line.
So that's one winner. Three more to go. Here comes another question. Hello, good afternoon. How are you?
Hello, good afternoon. Not too bad, are you?
All right, doing well. I'm going to give you an easy question. The question is, Classic has a song for Crop Over 2019. What's the name of Classic's song?
Oh, shoot.
Oh, who?
I know the song.
Classic has a song for Crop Over. What's the name of Classic's song?
Come on, man. Classic only got one song out?
He's only got one song out.
I know the song, but I can't remember it often.
He's only got one song out?
I know he got one song.
Okay, so what's the name of the song if he's only got one song?
One song.
Yes, it's one song.
Oh, my God. I hear give you the name all the time.
What's Ronnie making? What's your name?
Margaret Maynard.
Oh, Margaret, also calling from St. Michael. Margaret Maynard winning this week. So
Margaret, here giving you the name of the song, Ronnie. Right here waking and here giving you it.
I don't understand that.
You only got one song.
You stay on the line. You stay on the line. Let me get another question here. Voice of Barbados Fireworks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ronnie.
Hi, good afternoon. Have you won with us already for the week?
No, I haven't.
I got a...
But I hope I get an easy question.
No, this one's a hard one. Ramesses has a song out for Crop Over that he's singing in the tent and getting encores. What is the name of the song by Ramesses?
You mean, hold on.
It has one word. Ramesses has a
Ramesses,
song.
Ramesses.
Yes, Ramesses.
Come on, man.
What's your name? What's your name?
I'm thinking about the chorus. Oh, like Ramesses.
Oh, boy.
Come on, man.
And what's your name?
Lucy Clark. No relation to Ronnie Clark. I love it bad.
And thank you, Lucy. I love Lucy too. Big television program for many years.
You know.
Which parish are you calling from, Lucy?
St. Thomas.
So
St. Thomas
Lucy
in the house.
In St. Thomas. Stay on the line. We'll get your number off the air. And one more call. Well, one more question. This is 4 vouchers given away in quick time. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Clare.
Good afternoon.
Slaggy.
Yes, please.
Good afternoon, my dear.
Yes.
Good afternoon.
Everybody
good afternoon.
Love Slaggy. Me too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
It's a sluggy love fest today. A sluggy love.
Sluggy's love every day.
It's a sluggy romantic love.
Oh, yeah, my goodness.
It's love every day with me, Ronnie, not just today.
The only slug to get so much love.
Yeah, for sure.
That's right.
It brings the love, man.
Listen, I have an easy question today. Easy question.
I hope so.
Who are you?
They call her the people's queen, and she is celebrating her birthday today.
Please get this right.
Gosh.
They call her the
people's queen.
Queen.
I can never be the people's queen.
Her name is not Kim, though. Kim is the wrong name.
I can take that.
Who the hell is Quit Kim?
I can't take that.
Is
it? Oh, yeah.
Are you wrong?
No.
I'll give you another chance.
No. You got one more chance to answer. All one right. more chance. Who the hell is Kim? That's all I could tell you. Oh dear. No, I got 5.
The people's queen.
4.
The people's queen.
3.
Oh, Lord.
She dresses up real fancy and nice. She always looks like $1 million when she's on stage.
Oh.
You got 3 seconds, 2 seconds. What's your final answer? What's your final answer?
Who's the queen for you?
Well. I know Alison, huh? She wears that gone away, so not she.
You got one not more she. Chance. Yeah.
Let me make a choice.
She called the answer?
No. Not today.
Birthday today?
No, it's not Alison Hines' birthday today.
No, she called the answer before. She called your name before.
No, she didn't. Yes. What name did you call? No, she didn't.
The first name I called was TC.
Oh, T! I thought she said Keisha. You didn't say Keisha?
She said TC.
It sounded like Keisha to me.
Don't worry. You see why everybody loves Sluggy? Because it got her back.
Because my headphones, they got this crazy, crazy thing.
You see why everybody loves me?
Yes, of course it's TC.
And look up for the people.
What's your name, love?
Carol Edwards.
Spell that first name for me, please.
C-R-O-L-Y-N.
Carol Edwards. All right,
I'm very thankful to Massey Management for these little vouchers.
Caroline?
Yeah, Caroline.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're calling from St. Michael, Caroline?
Of course.
All right.
It
sounds like Keisha in my ears with these.
Don't worry, Caroline. It got your bag. Make sure you have your voucher. So when you get your rice
I think,
and stew,
I think all the love that's,
I want mine.
All the love that is coming through the headphones for Sluggy.
It's
got cuckoo and flying fish.
I could get cuckoo and flying fish?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right, well, listen, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to take your number off the air. Congratulations to you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, well, Sluggy, we're going to end it because we're heading to the Super Gladiators Calypso tent. And Rocky, who had a song called Chanting well over 30 years ago, he's back with a song called Beat Them. Thanks for coming out today, Sluggy.
All right, everybody, thanks a lot. And, of course, they love you with everything and me. Next week, Tuesday, I'll be back here again.
Sluggy on VOB 92.9 FM. Compliments West Indian Waterproofing, Rotoplastics Barbados Limited, some brand products, and Coscat.
T-hey.
This is Rocky and Beat Them from the Kingdom of the Super Gladiators,
Dubai.
2019.
My daughter asked me why I love Calypso. She said for years I singing in the tent. With melody, music and tempo, that is what I must present. When it comes to Calypso, you is the best, daddy. No more sport making like that one, Gabby. You always on the ball, daddy. So this year, don't disappoint me. When like calypso bell, it rings. Calypso, you start to sing.
Beat them, baby.
I tell you to
beat them.
You think that you making sport? Or calypso is a joke?
Beat them, daddy. Daddy, beat them.
Daddy, people know you love calypso. From the time it start, you just love the calypso,
calypso,
calypso, sweet calypso. Hey, hey, tea, shuba, daddy, when you sing in the calypso, don't sing about the government. Sing about the ills you see in this society. Like how them school children fighting every day. No respect for law or order, they just don't care. Daddy, sing the truth. And the judges won't forget you. But when calypso bell, it rings, calypsonians start to sing.
Beat them, daddy.
I tell you to
beat them.
The thing that you make is sport, or calypso is a joke.
Beat them, daddy. Daddy, beat them.
Daddy, let the judges know of calypso. From the time it start, you just love the art of the calypso.
Calypso,
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 sweet calypso. Hey, daddy, see how me a beat Frondel, but she lick the wind out of his sail. I wonder if he still bow here, or if he in political jail. 30 of them's get beat so bad, one run to America and up in a cell. Daddy, do what me I do, and throw some licks in them calypsonians too. But when calypso bell it rings, calypsonians start to sing.
Beat them, daddy.
I tell you,
beat them.
The thing that you make in sport, or calypso is a joke.
Beat them, daddy.
Daddy, daddy, let the musicians know you love calypso. From the time it start, you just love the art of the calypso.
Calypso,
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 sweet calypso. You think about the 100,000? Daddy, don't let her ring. I'm gone. Thank you. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Of course, that's Rocky from the Super Gladiators and Beat Them.